Straight ahead is the first of two parts of my conversation with United States Senate candidate Mike Franken, who's seeking the Democratic nomination to oust Senator Joni Ernst, the junior U.S. Senator from Iowa. Franken, a former Navy admiral, and I sat down at a coffee shop in Iowa and talked about who he is, what he believes, and why he thinks he is best suited to be the party nominee that will beat Senator Ernst next November.
A proud sponsor of Inside on Business, the NewsHour, is AARP Iowa. With over 370,000 members, AARP is helping families with a host of programs, from Fraud Watch to helping build more livable communities. Learn more at aarp.org.
Welcome back to Inside on Business, the NewsHour. Grateful that you have clicked through again today. You know, we don't often do politics, but we're going to kind of go down that path today. My guest is Michael Franken, and Mike Franken is a candidate for the United States Senate in the great state of Iowa. He is a former admiral in the United States Navy, and he's been traveling all over the state, having recently announced his candidacy. And we're going to talk to him a little bit about who he is, what he's been doing, and maybe some business as well. Admiral, welcome to the Business News
Hour,
sir.
Thank you, dear sir. Thank you. Good to be here.
So tell us, when you announced, I have to tell you this, I'm a little involved in Iowa politics, and I saw your name pop up, and I'm going, who is this guy? Because this was something new from Sioux City, yes?
Well, originally from Sioux County,
yeah.
But I live in Sioux City.
Yeah. And so, which is on the northwestern corner of the state of Iowa, and so I didn't have any recognition to this. But we were talking off mic. You have this experience of the world behind you. Tell us a little bit about you.
Well, it's a traditional rural upbringing. Born and raised in western Sioux County. Dad was a machinist coming back from World War II, wounded, built a machine shop, working on farm implements. My mom was the smarty in the family, one-room schoolhouse teacher. I'm the youngest of nine.
Get out of here, really?
Yeah, nine kids.
Wow.
So moved to a little place called Lebanon, Iowa. It was 54 people. 11 of them were in my family. Nine of them were the next family next door, and seven on the other side of that. So not a lot of houses. A church, a three-room school, and the like. So a couple of my siblings went to one-room schoolhouses growing up. So it's a rural existence. It's where you made your own soap out of pine tar and carried your milk in a galvanized bucket, that type of existence. But I'd have it nothing other than, you know, it's a rather low fringe of the middle class existence. Worked the panoply of jobs from farmhand to machinist, to lay operator, welder, bar manager, bouncer, law firm engineer, math tutor, 3 years in a hog slaughterhouse to make money for college. Did the unforgivable thing, but something that many of the boys in the family would do, and brother-in-laws joined the Navy when I was in college, and zorched off, thought I'd be gone for just a couple of years, ended up being gone for almost 40. And when it came time to think about what to do next in life, I had eyes on how to continue my service to this nation. And thought perhaps in the legislative realm, since I was previously three tours in legislative affairs in Washington, D.C. in my career, after 28 moves in four continents and a lot of operational experience, having fought in most of the named operations since 9/11. I'm a ship guy, ship commanding officer of a battle group, international task force, all the land forces on the continent of Africa as and during the really tumultuous time of breakouts in Somalia and others. So, I mean, my subspecialty was in development and diplomacy and some security aspects. So it's a full, zesty career.
You think?
But it all goes back to Iowa values and the compliments of a public school education in this state and knowing those that brought me to that capability index. And I'm ever so happy to be back in Iowa.
Lebanon, Iowa. To the Middle East.
Well, unfortunately, I told the Lebanese foreign minister and defense chief one day when we were having glasses of wine, in Amman, Jordan, that I just thought Lebanon was such a cool country because they named themselves after my hometown. and that got a good chuckle. But sure. Lebanon no longer is on maps because when my mother passed, Rand McNally took them off. Which I have to have a conversation with Rand McNally over this.
When you become senator for the state of Iowa, you can probably dial them up and say, hey, what are you doing?
I'm going to have words with them. That's indeed.
His name is Mike Franken, ladies and gentlemen, former Admiral for the United States Navy, now running for the United States Senate here in the great state of Iowa. So tell us, this is a business show, and we like to talk about business. Politics and business are so intertwined, probably always have been, but it seems like it is more so these days, perhaps because of what happens in Washington and the sideshow that's going on right now within our federal government. How does Mike Franken take a look at business, and what are you hearing from small to mid-sized businesses across Iowa as you're making this trek? What do they tell you? How can a Franken senator, Senator Franken, be more assistive to individuals in business in Iowa, the Midwest, and the United States?
Well, an overarching common theme is lack of available workforce, and a secondary comment to that is a workforce that's been trained to the level necessary to achieve the high-tech manufacturing, which our smart small towns are fabulous at doing. In particular, my home county of Sioux County, with Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Orange City, Hull, these towns are rocking with manufacturing. Not only is Sioux County a center of most productive state agricultural, most productive county agriculturally, but small machinery to include biogenetics. There's a lack of qualified workforce that they're looking elsewhere, long and far, including foreign workers to come in. So we need to fix an immigration plan, a comprehensive plan that brings in the necessary leadership, and also to reward those youth of America who choose the necessary schools that can fill the gulf of workers to energize business. Iowans have some great advantages, and I've got a soft spot for the capabilities of this state. And business, and you know, I'm not going to make the corollary between business and politics, but they are intertwined, as you say. And politics shouldn't stand in the way of good political or good business practices, and business should be supportive of influential, forward-leaning political environment that propels the standard of living and quality of life of all Iowans.
Our guest is Mike Franken, ladies and gentlemen, candidate for the United States Senate. That's a lot to unpack right there. I'm going to start with the immigration issue. We just recently had a story about how immigrants are sliding past coming to schools, particularly in Iowa, for two reasons. One, they don't believe that they're welcome in this state or in this country. And two, they look at the United States as being a very violent nation. And so they're safety curious and concerned about those things.
So so here's just, you know, life is full of stories, and I have a lot of them. So I'm in Sweden and sitting at a round table, and we're introducing ourselves, and two younger fellas at the table in perfect English introduce themselves. And I say, where'd you learn your English? One's a Finn. And he says, well, I went to high school in America. And I said, where? And he said, a place called Iowa. You've never heard of it. I said, try me. And he goes, Hayward.
Oh, my gosh.
Which is, you know, 13 miles from my house. And so we had a good conversation about that. And we moved on. And the next young fella says, you know, I'm blah, 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 in perfect English. And I said, well, where'd you get that English? And he says, well, I went to high school in Ames, Iowa. And it's like, no kidding. And so they had funny stories about that. Now, if you, that same table, I said, are you sending your children to school? And both of them said the same thing. You know, the gun violence in America is really disconcerting to us. Using that term, disconcerting. Think about it. And we need to, and we don't have an issue of not being welcome, I don't think, but we should be aware that our gun violence in our schools, you know, these two individuals love America. They are our future ambassadors of good America and business dealings with the Swedes and the Finns. So consequently, maybe we ought to be aware of how those supplementary aspects of our society impact the future relationships we have internationally.
Well, that's an interesting story because, again, we reported on that, but this really gives it context. And these individuals, both from Sweden and Finland,
yeah,
would look like you or I.
Right, right.
Imagine if you are a brown person or Asian or, you know, from Africa.
Right.
And you come here and yeah.
Or an accented nation. You're a Nigerian. Mm-hmm. So you have a significant, you're an English speaker, yet with a significant accent, and you are a person of color. And with all the preconceptions that that come with that, unfortunately, you're working against a couple of indemnities,
yes,
associated
right out
with
of the
this, mm-hmm. right off the map. When in fact, Nigerians in the United States far outnumber per capita PhDs than white men in America.
Yeah, you know, this is really stunning stuff, Admiral. Because when we finally break out of what our preconceived notions are, we can open ourselves and our minds to a whole different world out there. But,
right,
but you know, we've been pretty much isolated from time to time here in Iowa. Let's talk a little bit about immigration, if we can.
Sure.
You mentioned training and individuals coming to this country, and we just sat with a fellow by the name of Brian Waller, who is with the Iowa, the Technology Association of Iowa. And one of their main things is creating a workforce, because at less than 3% unemployment in the state of Iowa, it's tough finding people. And they're having to go elsewhere to find these individuals. How do we get immigration reform fixed in this country? And because we just don't have enough workers. We got plenty of jobs, 200,000 jobs a month, but there's no people.
Right. Well, let's roll back, if I may. First of all, a slap on the back to Iowa. Though Iowans have populated the earth in diplomacy and business and military leadership and across a panoply of jobs. So Iowan education, Iowa values, the way we are raised in this state is highly accommodating elsewhere. When I'm trying to outfit a ship in the United States Navy and I'm asked, what kind of sailors do you want? I say, just look for people with Social Security numbers that begin with 4. And generally speaking, you can't lose, right?
Right.
And but regarding a business environment and the immigration... let's talk globally here. We are concerned about immigration from Central America, South America. But real issue in immigration is going to happen in Africa. Three numbers to remember about Africa. 15, an average age of a woman on the continent. 2035, when that young lady's first born enters the job market. And 50, as in 50% of those entering the job market in 2035 are from Africa, not India, not China, not Europe, not South America, but from Africa. 50% of the incoming 18-year-olds worldwide. It's a demographics issue. Those people may not stay on the African continent. And we would be the beneficiary of them exporting their expertise to help us with our labor issues. So we either help the world community and Africa build jobs there, or we prepare a comprehensive plan for many of those young people, men and women, to come to the United States and elsewhere to help us with our the Gulf of our workers.
Once again, that's Admiral Mike Franken talking about his candidacy to become the Democratic nominee to take on Senator Joni Ernst in November. Stay with us because we'll air part two of this conversation coming right up. And thanks for listening.